AT&T wants to buy Time Warner, and the Justice Department just is not having it. A big trial starting next week. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. AT&T buying Time Warner would potentially be an $85 billion deal. It would involve some of the biggest names on TV, CNN, HBO, and Turner Sports, which has the rights to everything from baseball to pro basketball to March Madness. If it goes through, it could also spur even more huge media deals. And the U.S. Justice Department, in a very rare move, is suing to block the merger on antitrust grounds. The case starts Monday, and it shows how traditional telecom companies are gaining more control over content with big mergers like Comcast and NBC Universal and AT&T and DirecTV. Michael Carrier is a professor of law at Rutgers. I asked him, why is the DOJ trying to block this?
Over the last decade or so, the government has shown some interest with vertical mergers. There, you have, for example, a distributor and a content provider. And the fear is that the distributor could use that content to keep other distributors away. It could increase the price. It could refuse to share that content. That was the fear underlying the Comcast-NBCU case. There are other similar cases. Don't usually make it to trial, but still could present anti-competitive harm.
Seems to be evidence that AT&T, at least the Department of Justice's letter suggested that AT&T has made it pretty clear in internal memos that all of the things you mentioned are exactly what they intend to do, right?
Yes. And that is the thing about antitrust law. Sometimes people's eyes glaze over, but then you get these smoking gun documents, and that's when a jury wakes up. So when the Turner CEO says this would allow them to have leverage over Dish, whose Sling TV is nothing without Turner, and didn't actually use that word nothing, used something that I probably shouldn't say, that's the type of thing that the government will introduce a trial to put a point on exactly what these companies are thinking.
And, you know, in some ways, this would seem like a pretty straightforward case for all the reasons that you've just mentioned. And yet, how much is it going to be complicated by the fact that there are accusations or suggestions that President Trump has this sort of personal vendetta against CNN, which Time Warner owns, which may be why the DOJ brought this case?
Sure. That has been overlying the entire case. And that was the first thing the AT&T CEO said, that this is all politics. On the other hand, the head of the antitrust division, Makan Delrahim, has an excellent reputation in the field and is not known for bending to politics on issues like this. And even just a few days ago, AT&T said that they would drop this defense based on politics. And I think at the end of the day, AT&T will move away from the politics and focus just on the antitrust case itself.
And then ultimately, what's at stake for consumers?
A potentially consolidated market that could push upstarts out of the market. So if this merger is allowed to go through, then it could make it harder for the future online distributors or the small companies like Sling TV, who might not be able to get access to prized assets like HBO and CNN, because AT&T would now not have an incentive to share its content with those rivals.
And then how does this compare if this suit is successful and you look at somebody like Verizon, a company like Verizon, which now owns AOL and Yahoo and the Huffington Post and so many other kind of online publishers? Do you think that we will start to see some breakups happening?
So it is possible that there will be a lot more scrutiny on these sorts of combinations. It's tougher to break up an existing company than it is to block a combination that is proposed. But on the other hand, the next merger that's proposed would face some pretty tough sledding if this merger is stopped.
So Comcast and NBCU could keep doing whatever they're doing, but but nobody else could replicate it.
Exactly.
That's Michael Carrier, a professor of law at Rutgers. Now, while regulators might not try to break up Comcast and NBCU, some analysts have suggested that if the DOJ wins its case against AT&T, regulators might take a harder look at how Comcast is wielding its power in the marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.